Hi, my name is Obidi Nedu and I'm an Nigerian singer-songwriter currently living in Ukraine. I'm 36 years old. In talking about my journey through music, actually I was born into a music-loving family, quite a large one at that. You know, I have like 4 brothers and 2 sisters, and I'm second to the last.
Some days when old friends came along, we played soccer in the rain. Early mornings, the birds sang their songs. We always sang along. December hammered on my skin, and that's the way the stories go. They say home's where the heart is, but I've been wandering for long. Away from here. And I long for the day to come when I'll get to see you again. 1,000 miles I had flown far away in search of better days. And though all these years come and go, you're forever in my soul. Oh, oh. They say home's where the heart is, but I've been wandering for long, away from here. And I long for the day to come when I'll get to see you again. They say home is where the heart is, but I've been wandering for long, away from here. And I long for the day to come when I'll get to see you again. They say home is where the heart is, but I've been wandering for long, far away from here. And I long for the day to come when I'll get to see you again. They say home's where the heart is, but I've been wandering for long, away from here.
And listening to a wide range of genres and artists played a big role in my passion and love for music. My musical path actually began only, or should I say professionally, or semi-professionally in 2010, upon arriving in Ukraine to study medicine. Now, I had the opportunity to sing at local pubs and clubs, and was very active in the social group of my university, representing my university in different competitions around Ukraine.
And never do wrong. Then I always wondered, I never understood, no, no. But now I realize how much it really pays to be good. I'll never forget, I'll always remember the things that you say, lessons you render, the words that you gave. Will be guided my way. He took me by the hand and then he said, "Listen, my child. You see, some are born poor, some are born rich, so help when you can. And never look down on anybody, 'cause no one knows tomorrow. Whether white or black, tall or short, skinny or fat, we are all the same. I'll never forget, I always remember the things that you said, I lessons you render, the words that you gave will be guiding my way. Say you wear old shoes, clothes, cars, or money.
All the little things that could break you, Charlie. Diamonds and gold, riches and fame, these will come and pass away. So never give your soul away. He said beware of shoes, clothes, drugs, cars and money, and other things that could break you, Charlie. Diamonds and gold, riches and fame, these will come and pass away. Come and pass away. So never give your soul away. I'll never forget, I'll always remember the things that you said, lessons you rendered, the words that you gave will be guided my way. I'll never forget, I'll always remember the things that you said, lessons you rendered, the words that you gave will be guiding my way. 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 Will be guiding my way.
Really opened my way, or should I say, it reignited a passion which, you know, I'd always had for music, you know. And, you know, my love for music actually led me to picking up the guitar in 2013, because after having, you know, been a part of music at my university for quite some time, I felt like I needed something more. I needed something, you know, more than what I had. And I told myself, if you want to become more of a professional musician, you need to pick up an instrument, you know. And that's what I did in 2013 when I picked up my guitar and started learning. Actually, I learned on YouTube, although a lot of people would say it's impossible to learn on YouTube, but I did, you know. And this opened a whole new world for me, because I began writing more actively. I think in my first year of buying my guitar, I was able to write about 40 songs, you know, 40 full complete songs, you know. So at the same time as well, together with other of my friends who were a music enthusiast as well, we were able to form a band, a local band, The Vex, you know. And I was the lead singer in this band. You know, these were guys as well from my university, you know. Unfortunately, the band didn't last for long, because I had to leave the country, you know. But it marked a turning point in my music career.
She would give a life for me, 'cause I'm the only thing she loves. Every time, every day, she wanna know that I'm okay. Always calling on my friends to know I've never gone astray. But then I'm grown now, wouldn't take that. Oh, I may have grown now, but I'm still her baby. She said, baby, close your eyes, you've been playing round all day, and it's time to sleep, my child, 'cause you are hours past your time. To sleep, my child. Let me see the movie, let me hear my songs. She wouldn't let me play my games at night. Let me read the paper, let me make a sound. She wants the best for me. Baby, close. your eyes. You've been playing around all day, and it's time to sleep, my child, 'cause you were hours past your time. Close your eyes, close your eyes.
As we perform the cover songs of, you know, popular or well-known songs, as well as original songs which were written by me, you know, and since the disbandment of the band, I decided to, you know, push my music career, you know, push for myself, and I've been writing and performing songs as well as doing covers since then, you know. My musical style ranges from country, country blues, country rock, contemporary folk, acoustic blues, soul, rock, you know. Growing up in a family with...
So sleep, my child. Beautiful faces I see, wonderful heart they all have. These are the generations.
Different people listening to different sounds actually played a big role in expanding my horizon and giving me a whole new or a broad understanding, you know, an appreciation for different genres of music. My biggest influences include Tracy Chapman, Sade, Bob Marley, Etta James, Don Williams, Chris Rea, R. Kelly, Kenny G, Julio Iglesias, Kenny Rogers, Isley Brothers, Seal, Michael Jackson, to name a few. You know, there are so many of them, and I listen to a lot of my friends or acquaintances would say that I'm more of an old soul, because, you know, most of the guys I listen to are people who are not very current. Yeah, so, well, that's what gives me the inspiration I need to write my songs, to immerse myself in doing my music, you know. In 2020, I released my debut album, self-titled debut album, Obidi Nedu. You know, although before then I'd been writing songs, you know, recording, and I'd recorded about 35 songs with my very good friend and producer, Sergei Kulayenko, a very talented guy. You know, but in 2020, I decided to put out my LP, you know. But after some time, I withdrew it and, you know, had to go back to the studio to, you know, fine-tune some things, and finally put it out again in 2021, 2022, you know. So, the album consists of 10 tracks, and I've since been promoting my songs in different countries and different stations, and, you know, warming up hearts as many would want to listen. You know, talking about my target audience, I would say that this is anyone who enjoys good music. Anyone who enjoys music, you know, I strongly believe that my strength mostly is in my songwriting. Others might disagree and say it's the vocals, but I think I'm more concerned about getting my message out there, you know, being heard, and you know, being a part of people's lives, you know, doing songs that are very much relatable, you know, and evergreen. For example, the song from my album Heal the World was actually written in 2013, 2014, when the conflict in Ukraine had just started, you know. But then here we are, 2023, and it seems like it's never been more needed than it is right now, you know. So that's what I think about when I think about writing songs that would last a lifetime, because there are situations which never end, and we must keep talking about them. We must keep, you know, making sure we put it out there in front of people. Yeah, that's why I love songwriting, and I continue writing songs, you know. The good news, the very good news for me is that in 2023, this year, you know, I was able to sign a contract with a famous Ukrainian label, Moon Records. You know, it's like a very big milestone for me. And, you know, it's changed a lot of things, and a lot of things actually have happened with my music. I mean, positive things this year, and I'm very positive that more is yet to come. You know, my songs are currently in rotation, and you know, on the radio in Nigeria, Ukraine, you know, so many other countries, France, USA, Canada, Netherlands, Namibia, yeah, and I'm very positive. I'm very happy that things are changing, and maybe it's just a little step, but it's a very important one for me, you know. So I wholeheartedly invite everyone who loves good music, who really appreciates music, who relates with music, you know, to listen to my songs and to be a part of my journey. You know, it's only beginning. Or it's going to be a very long one, you know. Thank you very much. And I'll get to see you again. They say home's where the heart is, but I've been wandering for long, far away from here. And I long for the day to come when I'll get to see you again. They say home's where the heart is, but I've been wandering for long, away from here. And I long for the day to come when I'll get to see you again.